A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done by God." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the Gospel today begins with a story that Jesus brings from the Old Testament, when the people of God were in the desert and they rebelled against God. And therefore, God allowed the serpents to come, and many were dying, bitten by the snakes. So God offered Moses a remedy. He was to build a snake out of bronze and hang it on a pole, and whoever would look at this serpent would be healed. Now, why? Well, God wants us to face our sin. Face its ugliness, its source. The serpent is Satan. And if we really face the reality that we are rebelling against God, we are courting with Satan, well, that is the beginning of the turnaround. But in order to do that, we first need to believe that God wants us back, that God really loves us so much. So we need to be aware of God's love, and then we can face our sin, and then we can give it to the Lord and really be changed. That is why the first step to recovery of any addiction, of any sin in general, is to acknowledge that we are sinners, appreciate the love of God, and turn to the Lord and give to the Lord our sins, and repent, start a new life. Today, the Gospel contains one of the most beautiful versicles of the whole Bible. One of the most beautiful verses of the whole Bible. It is John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him may have everlasting life. This is like the synthesis of the whole history of salvation. How much God loves us to give us his only Son, so that we may not perish, but through our belief in him have everlasting life. And this everlasting life begins here in our life on earth as we are baptized. It's a gift that we receive from the church, but that we need to live, to respond to accept. And therefore, We allow God to be dwelling in us. And this is eternal life, my friends. It's a divine life already operating in us and through which we can live as sons and daughters of God. The history of salvation teaches us that God is our Father, that He created us to be His family in love with Him. We broke the covenant. We broke this unity of the family. But God loved us so much that sent His Son to bring us back, to reconcile us, to save us. But there is a condition for Jesus to be able to do His mission, and that is that we believe in Him. He who believes will not be judged, but those who do not believe are already judged, says the gospel today. And Jesus told St. Faustina that the condition to receive His mercy is that we trust. For how can we receive it if we don't trust Him? If we don't trust it, we will not open our hearts to receive anything from God. So, to trust in God is because we believe in Him. It goes together. Therefore, our response to God is a decision that will set our destiny in heaven for eternity. Jesus, in the final judgment, will reveal our own decision to have accepted His salvation or not to have accepted His salvation. God wants everyone to be saved, but He cannot do it without our yes to Him, without our believing in Him and allowing Him to enter us and work through us. If we believe the life of the sons of God, the supernatural life of God, dwells in us and continues then in heaven, then how about those who don't believe? Well, if they don't believe because they close their hearts to the Lord, they are on the way to damnation, and we need to pray for their conversion. But how about those who never knew the truth about Jesus, never came to them? Well, this we leave to the mercy of God. How God is going to reveal Himself to them, that is God's designs. But we must do our part, the best that we can, to reach out to all and evangelize. Jesus is like a good doctor. If we go to a doctor and we don't receive the medicine, we don't obey him, then how can the doctor help us? If we want Jesus, the doctor of our souls, to really bring life and healing to us, we have to let him. We have to allow him to move our will. But this really requires our cooperation. That's why John Paul II said, "What a great need there is today to understand and to embrace divine mercy." In the first reading today, we saw the emperor of Persia, Cyrus. He called the Jews to go to Jerusalem to restore the temple. But not all went. Only those who responded entered Jerusalem. Well, now Jesus is calling us to the heavenly Jerusalem. He's calling everyone, but only those who respond and actually walk the walk and trust in the Lord are going to make it there. Of course, we don't trust in anybody. We can't be gullible, but God is worthy of our trust. St. Paul says, "I know in whom I have put my confidence." Can we trust in the Lord if we have come to know Him? If we have come to know what He has done for us, of course we can. He is worthy of our trust. Do you believe in Jesus in a way that you truly trust Him with the most intimate areas of your life? With everything in your life? Jesus prophesied to Nicodemus that upon his death on the cross, he would bring upon the people the Holy Spirit, healing and forgiveness. This is eternal life, the life and the Spirit dwelling in the heart of the believer. Jesus explained, therefore, that this cross was necessary. And through this cross, there will be new life and salvation. Now let us turn quickly to the second reading, which is St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2. St. Paul uses one of his favorite phrases, God rich in mercy. And through his great love, in which he loved us, we are dead to sin. And he has given us life with Christ. Pure grace, my brothers and sisters. By pure grace, we are saved. Jesus has resurrected us and has seated us in heaven with him, says the scriptures today. That means that we now already live the life of Christ, eternal life, even here on this earth. And we're able, therefore, to be holy unto him. God revealed to St. Catherine of Siena that if she could see the glory of those who are in a state of grace, she would be tempted to prostrate herself and worship them. So great is their glory. And this is the glory that the angels see when we are in a state of grace in us. St. Paul goes further and says, because you are saved by grace through faith, and it's not because of you or your merits, it's a gift of God. It is not because of your works, so not one would presume, but it is the work of the Lord. That means, my brothers and sisters, that the Lord is working in the heart of the believer so that the works we do in the world are the works of Christ himself. Of course, if we don't do the works of Christ himself, it means that we're not yielding to him. And then we are really not of the Lord. We do good works, but not so that we can boast and think, see, I'm saved because of my good works. But rather, these good works that we do are because we are yielding to the Lord and he is doing them in us. We are united with Christ and he has called us to practice this work, says St. Paul. Therefore, the fruit of our conversion is a life that gives glory to God and shines in front of men, so that everyone then can give glory to God to see goodness manifested. God makes us truly human, and God builds up our families as places of peace and love. And this brings hope to the world. And this is the glory that we give to the Lord by the transformation that we allow him to operate in us, that truly is manifest and is the light of the world. May God bless you. May the grace of God, Jesus himself, abide in our hearts.